It's time to send the great Gordo out with a wireless microphone. Our favorite moment of the show.
Giorgio, do you have me?
We got you. Where are you?
Gordon, where?
I'm out here at Fannin Tree Farm.
Oh, he's out here, too.
I just bought 12 hackberry trees to plant
in
my front yard.
I want to rethink that
a little tree planting humor for people, fine folks here in
Fannin. All the tree folks are laughing at that one.
Yeah. Where's your volunteers section? I want to go get some trees that are trash trees.
Yeah, trash trees.
All right, let's talk to a few people out here. What's your name, ma'am?
Allie.
This is Typewriter Allie. She actually gave me a typewriter at Ticket Stock. You remember that?
I do remember that.
You were wearing glasses at the time, though, I think.
Readers, I guess.
No.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. How old are you?
Young enough. How old?
Young enough. Yeah. I like that
young
answer.
Enough. Now, who's this young man that you just asked how old you were?
That would be my son, Patrick.
Patrick, do you know how old your mom is?
48.
Somewhere in there. You're ballparking it. Yeah.
You're ballparking it.
How old are you, Patrick?
13.
13, okay. So you're in middle school?
Yeah, 7th grade. Yeah.
7th grade?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, he's a good kid.
Manners, he's got manners and everything.
Yeah. He doesn't deserve
brought
it.
Up right there.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Professional soccer player.
Okay.
Oh, he's a soccer player.
He's got goals, too. Have you ever played soccer?
Yeah, I do play soccer.
Okay,
I know.
He plays it now. So he's getting a head start.
You on a club team?
On the career.
FC Dallas.
Wow, he's on FC Dallas.
Patrick, do you play any American sports or...
No. Whoa, jeez.
What? Mike doesn't consider that a real sport.
I'm just asking.
He loves soccer.
Real sports.
He plays real sports.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Does Mike look like a good athlete?
Play real sports.
They're schooling
Fatty.
You.
Okay, Patrick, come on now. You're so respectful for a minute there. Sorry,
can you
Gordon.
Tell me Mike's last name over there?
Hansen.
Mark.
He has no idea. See there? Did you know that he's on TV?
Yeah, I did know that.
Thank you.
Before, yeah.
Thanks, Patrick.
Have you ever watched TV?
Not
it's different than the computer. But anyway, all right. And Allie, the typewriter you gave me was your father's, right?
Mm-hmm. He was with me at Ticket Stock.
John, right?
John. Uh-huh.
How old is he?
He is 79.
Oh,
how sweet.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Did you get it running, the typewriter?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah. Smith Corona Sterling. I think it was about a 1954 Smith Corona Sterling. Yeah. It was in a little rough shape. It needed to be cleaned up pretty well.
Gordon was hoping for a bear trap there. You could tell when he asked that question.
I met her father at Ticket Stock. Her father.
Okay.
Yes, he was there
was longer ago
when
that.
They gave me right. the typewriter, which
I'm
he got that
okay.
typewriter when?
In high school.
Wow.
Got it in high school. It was his high school typewriter.
Wow.
And he gave it to me.
It's
how
good,
sweet is that?
It's a neat story.
Yes, that's great. And where's the Mr. Alley?
He's at work.
He's at work. What does he do?
He's in construction.
Construction?
Laughing at her husband's job.
Yeah, she is. Boy, you're 48? You look a lot younger than 48.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I don't have my glasses on, my readers on.
Yeah, so. I know. Yeah, before when you were wearing the granny glasses, I was like, who's this 60-year-old woman? But you without the glasses, I mean, you look like you're in your early 30s.
Yeah.
What's your name, ma'am?
Paige.
Oh, it's Paige. Yeah, she's back.
It's Fannin Tree Farm Paige,
yeah.
who comes up here every time we're here at Fannin Tree Farm.
She loves trees.
She shows up, and when we first met you, you were how old?
16.
And you are how old now?
I'm now 18 years old.
Dang,
18.
2 years now. It's been 2 years.
It's been two whole years. Well, that's a large percentage of her life.
That is
if
true.
You figure it out. So you're about to graduate high school.
Yes, I'm very excited. The senioritis is here, but, you know, we're pushing through.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they have injections and penicillin for that senioritis. You can get that taken care of. What kind of car are you driving?
I drive a 2015 Subaru Legacy. She's my baby.
Not
bad. Nothing wrong with that?
Not
is it
bad.
Stick shift or is it automatic?
No, definitely automatic. Okay. I cannot drive a stick.
Girls can't drive a stick.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And boys.
Okay.
They have a hard time. Kids. And people can't drive sticks anymore.
Huh. But that isn't what you said, curiously.
I know. I started that off wrong. I started that
and
off
you were going to go to A&M, right?
Oh,
God.
That is offensive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I forgot that women can't get into A&M.
Hey!
It's a joke. I was parroting
that
Giorgio.
That used to be the case.
You know, I turn 18 and it just gets
all
rough.
All right, where do you want to go to school?
So I'm going to UT Tyler for the coordinated admissions program to eventually go to UT Austin.
Hook 'em horns.
Hook 'em horns. But, okay, I have to say, you know, Mike Ducey's here. Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh, you recognize him. That's good. That's the first person.
Patrick had no idea who he was.
I wish Peyton Yeager was here. I'm her biggest fan.
Yeah, she's great, isn't she?
I don't know. I might be.
I'm so mad. I went to Ticket Stock on Friday, and I didn't go on Saturday, and I could have met her on Saturday. And I'm so mad.
Wow, you really are a big fan of Peyton Yeager.
I'm a huge fan of Peyton Yeager.
She's a Swiftie like me.
What's that?
She's a Swiftie like me, so.
Okay. What do you think of the new record?
I love it.
All 31 songs?
I love it.
Really?
And I know I'm in the minority when I say this, but like I love lyricism and stuff. And that's where she shines, and that album is for those people.
That's what I've been trying to tell George.
He has not listened to it. I have. I at least invested time and listened to it.
You know, I thought about you when I first listened to it because she talks about typewriters and she says, who uses typewriters anyways, Gordo?
That's right. And the answer is me and the guy that she hates right now.
Joe.
Maddie Healy.
Who?
Maddie Healy from the 1975.
Oh, that's who uses typewriters? It wasn't the Joe Alwyn guy?
I mean, he might, but I know that Maddie Healy did an interview with GQ and brought his typewriter. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a slam on Matty Healy.
He's got to take it in the shorts, too.
But I think somebody told me that Taylor actually wrote a big part of this album on a typewriter that someone had left at her apartment.
I can't speak on that. I haven't heard that, okay. But you know what? I believe it and I support.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you try to get in regular UT and then they said, hey, you got to go to one of the feeder UTs first?
Yeah, that's what happened. And
way to go, Mike.
Well, the good thing is you get to live in Tyler for a while,
exactly.
So that's cool.
And I'm actually going there over there today, you know, just checking it out. But it'll be really fun. I'm really excited.
Yeah, I can see the disappointment on your face. The
University of Texas is a prestigious institution.
There were tears shed, you know, uh-huh. But it's okay. We're here now.
And did your dad go to UT?
No, he went to Texas State back when it was, what?
Southwest Texas State, yeah. Uh-huh.
So, not going there.
Yeah. But. Why didn't you want to go there? That's San Marcos, right?
Yeah, San Marcos. I don't know. I just didn't connect with the town, and I'm a diehard UT fan, so I was just going to go straight for that.
Well, God bless you. Good to see you, Paige.
You too. God bless.
Yeah, good luck.
Sorry Peyton isn't here, Paige. Try to do better next time, okay?
What's your name, ma'am?
Corey.
How old are you, Corey?
Eight.
And you're wearing, looks like, is that a Ranger shirt? Who is that?
Oh, no.
Who is that?
It's your favorite.
I forgot.
Nico Horner.
Oh, man, she forgot her favorite, yeah. What's his name?
Nico Horner.
Who is that? I don't know who that is. Neither does she. She and I have a lot in common.
Yeah.
The eight-year-old. Great. Our sports knowledge is about the same right now. And are you not supposed to be in school right now?
No.
No? Why isn't she in school?
It's Arbor Day.
We took her out a little bit for today.
Oh, to come see the ticket.
Yes. We drive by it every time you guys come, so... She's like, are they there today? I'm like, yes, we're going to go.
So your dad listens to this radio station while you're in the car?
Yes.
Oh, no. Apologize to her for everything you've ever said.
He actually asked me to turn off the Taylor Swift last week to listen to you guys.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
You asked Taylor Swift to be turned off. That's interesting. The whole world's been asking
for
that.
Yeah, she's bored by the new album.
Other than the Swifties. Yeah, have you listened to the new album yet?
Yes.
Sometimes she uses some bad words in the songs. Yeah. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's not appropriate.
It's really, really disappointing. Okay, do you ever hear any funny voices on the ticket?
Yeah.
Do you like any of them?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we're kind of the same way.
Yeah, same here. So we could probably do away with those funny voices, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good idea. That's a great idea. Wonderful. All right, well, who's your favorite singer of all time? You have one?
It probably is Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
Or Gorillaz.
What about TV shows? Do you watch any TV shows?
Yeah.
Who do you like?
One Piece.
What's One Piece?
Help me out with that
anime.
One.
Oh, anime. Yeah, you're into anime. Yeah. Oh, cool. What about YouTube? Do you have some favorite YouTubers? Yeah, same here. All right. Have you ever heard? Can you tell me Mike's last name?
Who's this guy?
He looks like my great grandpa.
Mike Ducey.
In the home. We go visit him every other week. Feed him tapioca.
All right.
That's great.
The only two names you need to know for that guy, Stranger Danger.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Corey.
All right, we got to go.
Here's Corey. Oh,
good job, Corey.
Sweet Corey. All right, it is 8:50 on the ticket. There's Gordo with the wireless.
Go to hell, Gordo.
Can the Stars survive, and do the Mavericks now have the formula? Let's talk about that next.